T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I love an emperor has no clothes moment. Those times when the elites temporarily step outside their hermetically sealed, very protected environments and are actually exposed to real scrutiny, real criticism. Somebody speaks to their face what is true, and it actually gets caught on camera. Last night's Republican debate, when Vivek Ramaswamy stood up, pointed right at Ronna Romney McDaniel. Yes, she is the niece of Mitt Romney, and she controls the purse strings and the strategy of the Republican Party. She's the head of the RNC. He stood up at the debate, pointed at her, and said, "Resign. You're a failure." I'd pay good money this morning to get a look at her face. She was in the NBC audience watching the debate she'd set up. Here's Ramaswamy. Truths like this are almost never spoken, much less on national television.
Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. Do you think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, do you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it.
Ramaswamy's talking about the fact they were debating before NBC News moderators hired by Ronna Romney McDaniel. No way in hell the Democrats would ever hire anyone from Fox News to moderate their debate. Why do we do this? Rush Limbaugh explained it once, and Ramaswamy's absolutely right, when he explained that the Republican Party liked to lose. They had gotten used to losing. You can rake in the money, you can get the power over the party, but you don't actually have to do anything. Because most of the things the donors want, namely amnesty, which would put the Democrats in the driver's seat of a one-party system, but also depress wages, most of that stuff, if you do it, you're going to be deeply hated and unpopular. Better to sit back, let the Democrats win, then let them do it. You don't have to work too hard. You just don't have to try too hard. And that is the Ronna Romney McDaniel strategy. He's not wrong about that. Oh, it was glorious. And that alone would have made my night if it wasn't followed by a second glorious Emperor Has No Clothes moment. And look, folks, I'm not a huge supporter of Ramaswamy. He took way too much Soros money. $1 million scholarship or not, I don't care. It makes me nervous. But this is a guy who's down in the polls, isn't raising much money, has nothing to lose. The perfect potent combination to produce a second emperor has no clothes moment. Remember when at the height of the Russia collusion hoax? And people forget that wasn't one story. That was two solid years of coverage. Newsbusters at one point tracked it. An average of 60% of liberal media nightly newscast on the networks and the cable stations was devoted to the Russia collusion hoax. It was all fake. And we've never held them to account for it. We continue going on their networks and pretending like everything's normal. Everything's okay. Well, Ramaswamy turned to one of the NBC News anchors, Ronna McDaniel, scandalously paid to be there, and confronted her. Admit it, you lied about Russia collusion. Her stone-cold silence said everything. But you've got to go on my Twitter feed and look at the look on her face. It's pure evil. This evil, I just like snake-like smile spreads across her face that says everything she can't. You damn bet I did, and I got away with it. She couldn't have said it clear, but he at least held her responsible. It was awesome. If we did stuff like this every day, we'd win.
And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years, was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
sorry. This is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie. Why you?
Meanwhile, on my show, I've been predicting a time is coming very soon when you will see the Democrats openly advocate to bring into this country and allow to stay illegal immigrant terrorists. That is people either on the FBI terror watch list or the international watch list. They will do this openly. And we will have gone from under Obama letting certain low-level criminals stay to letting certain felons stay to letting drunk drivers stay to letting drunk drivers who've killed people stay to letting serious felons stay to where they're obviously going next, letting terrorists stay. I want to get this on the record now so I can take credit for it when it happens. What I'm about to tell you shows you who the Democrats really are. And I don't think our side fully understands it. We know they're evil, but we don't understand the full diabolical extent of their evil or their plans until we see a thing like this. This letter being circulated by Senator Dick Durbin and Congresswoman Jayapal, Congresswoman Schakowsky, demanding that the Biden administration give the entire nation of Gaza, that would be 2 million potential terrorists, temporary protected status so they can come here. If you want to get a good visual of who these people are, I mean the people in the streets, the average Palestinian, I'd invite you to go on my Twitter feed where I've got video of that naked female Israeli rape victim in the back of that truck being paraded through the streets of Gaza as thousands celebrate, take turns spitting on her nude dead body, beating her with boards and whatever's handy. These are the same people who elected Hamas, a terror group, as their government representatives. See, that's what Americans don't understand, but Democrats do. Hamas isn't just some terror group that happens to be located in Gaza. Hamas was elected by the people in 2006 to represent Gaza. After that, they suspended elections. The terror group who flew the terrorists in on the hang gliders is the government of Gaza. This is the second letter in 2 weeks from Democrats demanding this. In the first letter, the squad said we should take 1 million of them. That's right, half, they said. That would be 1 million of them. Can you even imagine? But here's the thing, I don't think most Americans can. A lot of folks have wondered, why won't the Arab countries around Gaza take the Palestinians, the people who call themselves Palestinians anyway? They're all Arabs. They're all Muslims. The answer is because they have in the past. How did that work out? Well, here's how it went for Jordan. when they took hundreds of thousands of them as a humanitarian gesture.
The Palestinian groups operating in Jordan had come to openly call for the overthrow of Jordan's monarchy in the aftermath of the Six-Day War. At the time, the PLO maintained its own separate army on Jordanian soil and used that armed force to sow chaos.
The PLO effectively is the government of the Palestinians, of the Gazans. You hear what he's saying, right? They immediately formed their own militias and went to war on the people who took them in.
Armed gangs of PLO militants drove around the capital of Amman, robbing families and businesses in the name of collecting financial assistance for the ongoing war of attrition against Israel. When members of the Jordanian police and army tried to defend their citizens from these attacks, they were attacked and killed. The Palestinian political network operated as a state within a state, with militants repeatedly using Jordan to launch rockets into Israel. The Marxist-Leninist Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine even went so far as to hijack multiple planes, diverting the flights to a Palestinian-controlled airfield in Jordan, where the passengers were held hostage. By September 1970, the Jordanian army had finally had enough. A full-scale war with the PLO broke out, and after 10 months of fighting, the Palestinians were driven out of the country. Yet, as a parting gift, a Palestinian terrorist group known as Black September assassinated the Jordanian prime minister.
So you're hearing the two things there that explain this. The PLO is really a Marxist-Leninist group. They're not particularly Islamic. This is why the Democrats want these people here. What you're also hearing is, you know, you're probably thinking, well, if we take 100,000 of them, 500,000, that's not big enough for an army. Well, but you're hearing their tactics. They hijack. They assassinate. They're good at it. They've been doing it for decades. So what happened next? After the Jordanian army expelled them from the country, they went to Lebanon. At the time, it was the vacation Mecca of Europe. Peaceful. I have a family friend who actually went to college there. It was very European. Not anymore.
Sadly, the story doesn't end there, because the PLO then moved into Lebanon, where they allied themselves with Marxist and socialist movements that were seeking to overthrow Lebanon's conservative Maronite Christian government. The presence of thousands of Palestinian militants flooding into the country completely destabilized Lebanon and plunged the entire nation into chaos. Less than 4 years after the PLO was expelled from Jordan, Lebanon found itself in the middle of one of the most bloody and chaotic civil wars in Middle Eastern history, from which it has never fully recovered. In short, Palestinian organizations have not just attacked Israel. They have sowed unrest in many of the neighboring Arab and Muslim countries as well. And this has led those governments to the conclusion that allowing for mass immigration or even just refugee camp resettlement within their borders would lead to domestic unrest for their own countries.
How bad is it? Egypt, also an Arab nation, began doing this when the Israeli-Gaza conflict started.
But despite the fact that Gaza shares a border with Egypt, the Egyptian government almost immediately ruled out any possibility of accepting Palestinian refugees. In fact, Egypt is currently constructing an even larger border wall with Gaza than the one it currently has in place.
Folks, the Democrats are not confused or deluded. They want this. A simple search of internet history shows you this. Our Department of Homeland Security knows this. Why would the Democrats do this? I got some pretty smart listeners to my radio show. They got it right away without me telling them. They texted me things on my show today when I played this audio, like, can you imagine Hamas, Palestinians, and the BLM and Antifa all united for one violent Marxist cause? Yup. Democrats can totally imagine it. And that's exactly where they're going with this. They admire these tactics. They plan to use them themselves in the future if they can get away with it. And they'd love to bring these people here to do it for them.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Or with them. Remember, this is a party that just saw a Jewish man murdered by Hamas supporter in California, and not a single damn one of them has yet to condemn it. This is a party in a poll just this week. These are shocking numbers. In the INI tip poll, 1 in 5 Democrats side with Hamas. That's despite them killing 1,400 Jewish civilians, including beheaded children. Democrats are fine with it. In fact, they admire it. Now, here's what's even crazier. Temporary protected status, once you have it, it shields you from the Department of Homeland Security picking you up or questioning you. Who's under the Department of Homeland Security? The FBI. Local cops would be left to somehow try to restrain these people. Once temporary protected status is given by a Democrat, as we saw under Obama, it's not revoked. Worse yet, you can begin the process of getting refugee status. What does that give you? Unlimited welfare benefits. Americans can't even get that. Veterans can't even get that. We are capped, Americans are, at $54,000 worth of federal welfare benefits on average for a family of four. Get the refugee status, and you can have unlimited benefits for life. Perfect to pay for a life of terrorism. I tell you this not to upset you or depress you, but to get you to understand the depth and the scope of the enemy we face and what that enemy is capable of. And to remind you, never, ever give up your guns, no matter what laws they pass. Want to thank PhD Weight Loss for sponsoring this podcast. One of my favorite post-PhD weight loss activities is shopping for clothes. I look really good in them again, and I take great pride in that. It motivates me daily. I'm the same size I was when I met my husband, the same size I was in college. I look great, I feel great, and you could too. Since men lose an average of 3 pounds a week, women lose 1 to 2. When you throw open the door at Christmas to welcome your relatives, you could shock them with the new you. You could look radically different by then if you start now. Check them out. MyPhDWeightLoss.com. You could do it at home no matter where you live. MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.